Hi, welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Dave Wilmoth. He's with Harding Energy, and we're here at the Medical Design Manufacturing Conference in Philadelphia. So, hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. So I understand you've got a new product here at the show.
Yeah, we've recently manufactured and came up with a design to implement lithium polymer batteries in a cylindrical form factor.
Really? Is that specifically for form factor reasons, or are there other advantages to the technology in the form factor it's in?
No, just basically just to replace standard AA, AAA size batteries and to allow the customer to have a cylindrical type of a device like a handheld medical tool.
Would these be at different voltages than a standard cell?
Yeah, they're going to be 3.7 as a standard lithium product, which is actually three times higher than a standard alkaline or rechargeable nickel metal hydride.
Exactly, in that, especially in that form factor. What other trends in batteries have you seen in the medical space?
Right now, there's actually a huge requirement to try to come up with an intrinsic safe lithium polymer battery. We are currently actually manufacturing some samples now and doing some critical testing. On that, we have some of those that have passed the intrinsic safety testing, but it hasn't been able to be proven 100% of the time.
Now, by intrinsically safe, are we talking barrier technology or monitoring technology or encapsulation technology?
Yeah, it's basically for products that have to go into a surgery room, have to actually be cleaned, which means it's at really high temperature, like 180 degrees Celsius. Typically what happens with a standard battery is it actually will ruin it because you're going to bake the inside of it and the chemical reaction isn't going to happen anymore.
Well, I mean, autoclaving batteries isn't something that happens all the time. You're specifically targeting some of the latest devices, aren't you?
That's correct. There isn't really a battery on the market right now, besides the cell that Sanyo had made, it was a NiCad, that would even be autoclavable and still operate after.
That's very interesting. So these new devices are going to be autoclavable and intrinsically safe and obviously deliver the power that the doctor needs for the application.
That's correct. In order to provide enough power and have it be lightweight, lithium polymer has no steel can or anything like that, so it's the lightest battery on the market.
Now, to make it intrinsically safe and high temperature, does it affect the operating lifetime or does it impact any of the performance aspects of the battery?
Yeah, because you have to use certain chemicals. You have to actually use things that are probably going to deteriorate after you go, obviously, through the high temperature. So cycle life isn't going to be that good. But in order to have one that actually powers the unit, even if they get to use it once, it's going to be huge.
And that's true. A lot of medical device applications, the device is used only once and then thrown away anyway. So the fact that the battery, all it has to do is last for that application use, and it's good.
That's correct. Yep.
Excellent. Are there any other thoughts on medical battery tech that you'd like to leave our audience with?
No, I think right now that's about it. We're, you know, obviously looking for the new and greatest thing all the time. And since we're a manufacturer of batteries, we can look at the chemistries and stuff. You know, we have designed another lithium-ion battery that can handle 50 amps as far as a continuous discharge, and that's not an iron phosphate. So, you know, we're always looking for the next best thing.
Excellent. And obviously, you guys provide design services for custom battery packs and all of that other good stuff.
That's correct. We do custom plastics. We also do charging systems. If the customer wants a charger layout in their unit, we can do the Gerber files and send that over to them. They can incorporate that even on their own PCB.
Excellent. Well, hey, Dave, where can our audience go to get more information?
You can go to our website. It's www.hardingenergy.com, and there's contact information on there. You can also download some data sheets and give us a call.
Excellent. Well, hey, Dave, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
No problem. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank all of you out there in the audience. We wouldn't be here without you. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.